Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Cavs losing to the Pacers in Game 2. An otherwise flawless game until like 2 minutes left in the game. But we got Mac Robinson on the board.
Yes.
We've got the Assassin's Apprentice, Jake Murren, behind the glassy knoll there. We've got Anthony Allant on Syracuse's finest, at least at 92.3 The Fan, Summer Sang. But that being said, hey, JP, what's up, buddy?
Syracuse's finest?
At this station.
At the station, yeah. I mean, that's already a shot at Lima, which is okay, right?
I think
or is
so.
He more? Does he claim more Ohio State than he claims Syracuse at this point?
I think he kind of floats allegiances, much like as the slippery wizard character would want to do.
I mean, if you end up going to like 12 different schools, you just get to adopt them all. Is that how that works?
I think yeah. Like Tyler Shuck is like, hey, Oregon's playing in this playoff game. I'm a big Oregon guy, and then he goes, oh, Louisville is also playing in a different playoff game. Ah, proud of my cards. Go out there and win, boys. Same with Texas Tech and the 75 other schools he went to.
I'll allow it. Yeah, Nick, today is going to be an interesting day, though, because I don't know. I think people have calmed down a little bit, but that is one of the wildest games you're ever going to see.
Man, I feel like I settled on that game. I don't know. Listen, I don't know how. I was watching it in my office, and I'm watching it on a beautiful 50-inch screen TV.
Were you by yourself?
By myself, because okay. I think nobody wanted to be around me during this game because there were a couple moments of the game where I already, like, you could hear me, my voice echoed throughout the room as I was screaming at the TV of something stupid that had happened in the game. And so everybody vacated. It was just me. And when Tyrese Halliburton gets the ball with, 11 seconds when he first gets the ball, I said out loud, like, I narrated the game. I was like, he's going to shoot the ball. And I was just waiting. Yeah. I was like, I actually started yelling at him to shoot the ball so that he could get rid of the ball quick enough because I knew we didn't have a timeout. And as soon as it left his hand, guys, I didn't need to see the shot go in. I was like, you're cooked. You don't have enough time. And he just made that shot. It looked so pristine going out of his hand. And immediately, a lot of this was, I was setting up in that game to be so proud of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Donovan Mitchell played an all-time guts-out, heart-out kind of game.
Played the game we argued about in the 6 o'clock hour last night.
I was even getting ready to say the words, I was wrong. That was a flawless, almost
now
flawless.
I know this story's a little faulty.
I was going to own something?
Yeah, I don't believe it.
No show owns things more than this show. That's a weird way of saying that. But it was fine. But the point is, I'm also on the Jersey Shore. So then Max Strus had an all-time heart game, right? Ty Jerome, not great, but he gritted it out there. And Jared Allen, I mean, there were so many moments in it. I didn't even curse Isaac Okoro in the fourth quarter of this game outside of the text that I sent to Mac.
He got nearly 30 minutes, Mac. There was another point of contention yesterday in the 6 o'clock hour as well.
And so maybe it's that I was just so impressed.
By the way, how is that not in the open, Mac? We need to get you having that in the open where your guy, Isaac Okoro, plays a bunch, and it's Nick saying if he plays 30 minutes, he's driving his car off the road.
If you even open your mic to try and talk about Isaac Isaac Okoro. I will throw everything in the studio at you, and while saying I love and respect you, but get the hell out of here. But no, maybe it was that I was so impressed with them being up 14 going into the fourth quarter, and I watched as everybody else did, and it was, you can call it a comeback for Indiana, you can call it a collapse for the Cavs. You're not wrong on either way, whichever focal point you have. But I didn't get, like, I watched as a fair amount of people on social media just instantly turned on the Cavs in that moment. And listen, they clearly were out of gas, although Kenny Atkinson's apparently not allowed to say that. They clearly made a lot of brain farts at the end of that game, that if they made one less brain fart, right now we're talking about the Cavs and Pacers going back to Indy, or going to Indy, tied at ones. I can't get over what an impressive performance that was for about 46 minutes of that game.
Yeah, unfortunately, you needed 48 minutes.
I just never turned. I never did the turn that I think a lot of people on social media did, though.
Which is what the most alarming part, and I don't know who to blame for this. Maybe I do start blaming Atkinson for this, is the idea that you just watched the Pacers in the last round end Milwaukee. Halliburton Sr. went crazy over the idea that they erased, what was it, an 8-point deficit with 30 seconds left on the clock. Like, if anybody could do it, it's this Indiana team, and then you needed it the most, and the Cavs just, I'll say collapsed more than it was the Pacers doing anything, even though they played spectacular themselves. But you let them do it.
Let them implies that they took the eye off the ball, or they had already counted it a win. I don't think that's what happened. I think they quite literally ran out of steam. I think you saw it with Donovan, who, I mean, he's not 100%, and anyone thinking he's 100% going into that game just has not been paying attention and watching how Donovan's favored his leg, how Donovan has, quite frankly, been off to the side a lot more than we've ever seen him in the playoffs, and not just in the playoffs, this year in the offense. This is not, he's not the focal point of the offense. He's taking a back seat.
I mean, he had multiple moments in that fourth quarter. I thought he was going to be carried out with a stretcher.
And so, like, I just, for
Mathurin
me,
over the top on top of him. Then he did that technical, or what should have been a technical foul.
Like, you cannot in any way, you cannot defend the mental miscues that were in that game, because they were there for everyone to see it. Not boxing out Naismith. There was the inbound pass. There was this, that, the other. But, like, I can't even put it on Kenny. Like, no, the players just clearly ran out of it, and nobody had the 30 seconds of energy you needed in about 15 minutes of real time for 30 seconds of clock time to get the damn thing done.
Well, does this go back to the idea that during the regular season, everyone was so cautious with everyone's minutes, you never stretched them to the point where not only did they never play a 40-minute game, but they also didn't play high-intensity postseason games on top of it?
No, I feel like that's a gross overstatement, too. They were missing three of their six best players, and Indy was able to go, listen, the reason Indy was able to play from court to court, from baseline to baseline pressure all night long is they're healthy enough to do that. They're able to sit Tyrese Halliburton for a lot longer for a nice stretch there in the third quarter because they could, because they're able to play 11 deep right now. Like, so much of what the Cavs have done is, the Cavs are the perfect blend of, we're incredibly deep and we have a lot of upper echelon talent. Well, half that upper echelon talent was, and specifically on the playmaking side and the shooting side, wasn't there yesterday. And that brought the final three guys on the bench up in the road. I mean, we got Craig Porter Jr. minutes last night.
Yeah,
so
we did.
I'll be honest with you. I'm giving the Peterlin pass. I don't.
Oh,
the loss.
Oh,
sucked.
How about this?
The loss hurt.
An unexpected Peterlin pass.
Peterlin pass.
I promise you. I'm not trying to make excuses for him. I'm not going to hammer them. And I think there were. I think if we were closer to the moment, I understand the emotion of, that's a collapse and bleep these guys. You're supposed to be champions. I get a lot more the closer you are. I don't have a problem with anything that was said on any other show earlier than this, but I've had almost 24 hours to think about it. And the farther I get away from it, and the farther I get away from the emotion and what a kick in the nards that was, I continue to come back to, they probably shouldn't have been up 14 points going into the third quarter anyways. And then it became a comedy of errors, even though none of us were laughing.
It felt like they used so much in that first quarter to really set the tone and to really just kind of showcase what they could do against the Pacers while also being down and out. It almost kind of felt like as well that the Pacers were sleeping on that Cavs team when you didn't have Garland, Mobley, and DeAndre Hunter. As if they thought it was going to be some sort of cakewalk, and then they got punched in the mouth.
I think if two of those three guys play, or all three guys play, that's a 30-point win last night. I thought Indiana came prepared in game one, and I don't think it was just about the injuries. I think Indiana was they were sniffing themselves.
I mean, Donovan almost had as many points in quarter one than the Pacers did.
I think they were sniffing themselves, feeling themselves, however you want to say it. And I just think they ran out of gas, they ran out of bodies. And listen, a lot of miscues. But I just to watch that game and to watch inspired basketball, like, we shouldn't have to rely on 23 points for Max Strus. And it wasn't just the points.
Strus, I mean,
Max
was awesome.
Max was making plays. And like even like the crap that Ty Jerome's taking, and he has been awful these first two games. Guys, he's their second playmaker. Like, for all intents and purposes, Ty's your point guard. So he's carrying a gigantic – that's why, like, people are like, oh, Donovan only played 35 minutes. I don't know why he's so tired. One, he's not 100%. Two, I don't know if you know this, when he was on the court, when he was running things, everything ran through him. That's why late in the game, you saw so many times that he went off to the side of the court, and they were playing 4-on-5 basketball offensively. He was out there more as a decoy late in that game. He had nothing left. So, like, yep, he went 1-for-8 from three.
One for seven.
Yeah, 1-for-7. Another bad three-point shooting night. All right. I just can't do it. I really was. And Jared Allen, and he's kind of been mocked for this. Jared Allen, after the game, said, I think we figured out a formula to beat them with. And he's kind of been mocked because they obviously lost, but it's like, no, the Cavs know exactly what they have to do now to beat this team. Now it is, are you going to get the bodies back enough to do this? Because I'm not panicking down 0-2, and I'm not going to do the self-pity thing. That to me, that's so hack.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It always happens in Cleveland. Guys, we won a championship. Guys, the Guardians were in the ALCS last year. Guys, the Browns won a playoff game in the last 5 years. All right, the Cavs, without LeBron James, are one of the 5 best organizations in basketball right now. So this woe is us thing, like, it's not 1996 and we've lost the Browns and we're mired in the end of the Fratello years where he didn't have enough talent to consistently win, where they're the 38-win team. Like, this isn't that.
No, I don't think it's a woe-is-us mentality, but I just think there's an acknowledgement. We don't know when these players are going to come back, and that was the most heartbreaking Cavs loss since Jordan over Elo.
If the series goes
the Pacers' way, or can we not declare that until the season is done?
But if we said no, wait one more time.
I said, do we have to wait until the series is done before we declare that? Like, if they end up beating the Pacers, maybe we don't think about it that same way. Is that what you're getting at?
And I think it depends on how they come out in Game 3.
I mean, you blew a 20-point lead. You had multiple times in that game. You had a 20-point lead, and then you blew a 7-point lead with a minute left.
They should have never had a 20-point lead. I like that.
Okay, but
like,
they did.
Like, the that's the word I wanted to, that's the word that kept rolling around my head watching people react to this game in real time, was the entitlement. Guys, you're not entitled to the Eastern Conference Finals. All right? That's the goal. This is what that team can absolutely do this year, and they can do more than that if they're healthy. But the point is, we all looked around when Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, and DeAndre Hunter, we all looked around when they were ruled out and being like, man, it's going to be hard to win this game. So like the idea, oh, they blew a 20-point lead. They were the three of their six best players. Oh, well, they blew a 7-point lead. Yeah. Watch what they were doing. Those guys had nothing left in the tank.
It doesn't negate what happened, though. It still happened.
But my point is, like, Elo and the Elo shot, guys, Cavs were 100% healthy. That was the maybe the best version of that team going up against, I don't know, the seventh best Jordan team, and it didn't matter. Like, that's they're not even on the same, like, they're not even on the same planet. Like, yes, it's game two, by the way. You didn't lose the series on that one.
If you have to wait until the series is over. Because I still believe the Cavs are going to win this series. I also think that we're going to have a lot of guys play on Friday that maybe didn't play on, you know, last night. So
who's left?
We'll wait and see.
Do you mean the stars that weren't there?
The guys that weren't there. Yeah.
I didn't know if we were going to get an Imani Bates moment.
There's nobody else coming from the G League up. This is not a thing.
You know, Nick, this is where Peter Lynn goes all in on why Luke Travers should be in the starting lineup on Friday. I didn't know if you were going to hit me with a
swerve. Kick rocks, Craig Porter. You know what I thought of you getting minutes last night? No, but I really do. I think it's okay. I think it's okay to have an acknowledgement that in the span of 3 days, we watched them play two games, and the series has gone completely backwards to what anybody expected. And yes, health has been the kick in the nards.
But see, you're being fair there. There have been a lot of people who are not being fair. The criticism over the injured guys, the criticisms of the guys who did play last night. Honestly, guys, they also didn't lose because of the officials.
I think it's been a lot for people in 3 days going from a 64-win team that just ran over the Heat in the Series 1 to then have an understanding that this team may not make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. You may not get past this Pacers team based off of the injuries and everything else.
Okay, did we think we were going to have our belief in this 100% all the time?
I think up until the Boston series, yeah, I think a lot of people thought it was going to be, especially after the Heat series, I think a lot of people had the expectation that it was not going to be the most difficult thing to get past Indiana, and we obviously couldn't prepare for the injuries to hit us the way that it did.
Okay, but I think my point is, like, if in two games you've lost all faith in this Cavs team, you never had faith in this Cavs team in the first place. You didn't. Like, if you're saying they can't win this series is over, fire Atkinson, I don't think people are saying, trade Darius, do this, do that, blow this up.
That's taking it to an extreme, though. Well, I just don't know that people were going that far last night, were they? And you seem like you think that they were. I wasn't.
I think people have done that all day long.
I haven't heard many people go down that far of a road of the, you know, might as well not even play the games because we're just closed up shop and the season is done. It is a mystery as to what these teams are going to be healthy, and I think last night showed you they can play even without three great players missing. They can play with the Pacers. They can, but you get the guys back, and then all of a sudden, we should be a much better team than Indiana. We were all year long. There's no denying that.
And you still have five more games to prove it. And so
the sky's not falling, Nick. The sky's not falling.
And I think that's an important thing to remember. Like, this is another. Like, this is what we, okay, we don't love the way it feels in real time. Okay, we can say 3 games from now, if the Pacers dispatch you in 5 games, we can look back at game 2 and said you never recovered from that. And that'll be a fair take. If you come out in game 3 and then you win the next 4 games, or if you win 4 of the next 5 games, which is what you're going to have to do to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals, we're going to look back and say that's the moment that lit the fire that taught the Cavs, all right, you played 47 and a half minutes of great basketball, and you lost it in 30 seconds. Like, teams don't just innately know how to win. And, like, if we start doing, and I'm not saying you're doing this, but I do think, like, it's easy to go, well, why don't they know yet? Because it takes a lot. It's really hard to win in the playoffs. And this idea that it's just linear constantly, it's not. Last night sucked. It did. I cannot tell you how little I enjoyed the last 2 minutes of that, which I believe played out in about 30 minutes of time because of things like replay and fouls and, you know, injuries and all this, that, and the other.
Yeah, the game was like 3 hours long.
I mean, it was, whoo, you want to, like, that 30 minutes took more out of my life than the previous 47 and a half minutes of clock time, which took about an hour and a half to get through. All these things are true, but I just think, like, guys, this is where we're in it now. All right, and you either learn, you either figure it out, you either nut up if you want to, you either do it or you don't. And more often than not, teams don't. So, like, if they do it, it makes it more impressive. It sucked last night. It's one game. You got a lot.
I know. I think a lot of people looked at, especially how the first quarter went, and you're like, wow, even without so many great players on this team, you have such an advantage, and you're so much better than Indiana, and they're going to be able to pull it off. You're going to be able to pull it off, and then obviously Indiana stole one.
Is it a steal, or do the Cavs give it away? Because if you think it's more of a collapse, I think it can be both.
That's why we talked about was it a collapse? I saw this going around last night. Was it a collapse, or was it, what was the other term?
Comeback. That's right on the sheet there.
I think it can be. Well, I saw it with Danny Parkin's poll last night. Instantly when it hit, and it was like collapse, comeback.
Snaked me, the bastard.
He did. But yeah, no, it can be both things. You can collapse, and you can also watch as the Pacers came back. I do believe both things can happen, especially with Halliburton hitting a three. That's incredible.
216-474-0092. I literally yelled with 11. He gets the ball in his hand. He's gonna shoot it like an absolute moron. I'm so glad no one was in the room with me, because it was the dumbest thing I've ever said, as I felt my heart being ripped from my chest. And Mac, I see the look on Mac's face. Mac knows I've said a lot of dumb things. So for me to say it's the most reductive thing I've ever said in my life, pretty damn impressive. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We are going to get into it. We do have quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got Daryl Ryder talking some renderings at 3. Steve Ashburner, NBA.com at 4:20. Dan Favalli of Bleacher Report coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. But where were you most frustrated with the Cavs, or with the way the game went with the Cavs in the Game 2 loss? And Tyrese Halliburton responded in real time to some of our chants. But what does that mean? In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford store today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.